This recording, Georgia 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked in the mirror, washed her face in a hurry, put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. She tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with the palm, then sing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying that much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. Well, I just grew up in a very poor situation with no parents. They both had died, and so I was like an orphan. But my stepsister took me in for a couple of years, and I helped her sort of raise her kids. But luckily, I became a cheerleader for 3 years in high school, so that gave me something to feel good about. And then I went to West Georgia and had a good time there. And then the money had run out, so I had to go find a job. And that's what I did. Well, I met pretty soon after I had started working. And he was getting ready to graduate from Georgia Tech. And so he took off for Texas to go to work and dumped me. So I started going through all the files and personnel to find guys to take me out to eat, which I did. And every time he would call my apartment, they would tell him I wasn't there. And he got a little anxious to know where I had been, and I just told him I was out getting supper or getting lunch or whatever that somebody was buying for me, and so he decided I better come to Texas and visit him, which I did, and we got engaged. That's the end of that story. Well, I guess the last one we went on to Norway was to see the Northern Lights, would probably be the highlight, because it was so unusually beautiful to see that green in the sky, but you really didn't see it. To see the optical illusion, I guess, is what it really portrayed. But it was fun, and we went with sister and her husband, and we had a great time. And we spend our summers in Nova Scotia, which is just icing on the cake. Peaceful, and our cottage is right on the edge of the ocean. And it's two rooms. It takes me 5 minutes to clean up. And then I can do whatever I want to for the rest of the day. So just easy. It's an easy way of life up there. People don't get as stressed out as they do down here in the South. So it's good.